Esperanza.
¿Qué horas son, mi corazón?
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. It's 5:04 in Vancouver, in colonially known Vancouver. Just answering Manu Chao's question of qué horas son. He didn't ask where we are, but we're giving you the answer. That was La Primavera by Manu Chao. I'm DJ D-Rod. And right here with me, finally together again in the station, DJ Brujo.
Thank you, DJ D-Rod. Welcome, everybody. Bienvenidos, gente linda, to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. That's right, I'm DJ Bruja with the one and only DJ D-Rod. Hey. And you tuned in to such a good episode. We decided to start with La Primavera by Manu Chao because, yeah, of course, today is going to be Viva Porú Primavera special. We did not plan that.
Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't.
And that's fine.
But it's our show, so
yeah. We can say whatever we want. No,
thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for tuning in. What a great episode today. Yeah, you are gonna listen to some songs primaverales to get us in the mood to start a new season, a new month as well.
April.
Which I think is so good. Favorite things about spring.
Favorite things about spring. I mean, I have to say cherry blossoms.
Yeah.
Cliche, of course. But who doesn't love cherry blossoms?
They are incredible for a reason. Like, they're totally loved for a reason.
They're a reason why, like, CBuzz memes posted this weekend. We all got hit with the cherry blossoms pictures.
In everybody's timeline.
And I live for that.
Yeah,
I still need to post.
Show me all of your pictures.
But how about you, DJ Ruha?
I think, honestly, I just love the fact that I no longer have to wear like a thick coat. That to me is everything, because my back hurts from all the weight. So I'm just excited to grab a light jacket, even if it's like today is pretty rainy here in Vancouver, but it just feels really nice to have like a thin raincoat. Perfect.
Just light. Going with the
not
the
too
wind
hot, not too warm.
Oof.
Perfect temperature.
I agree. That's also one of my favorite things. And we love the pollen even though it gets to us.
I think I was telling you, I used to not get allergies in the past, but now every year I'm like, why can I not smell?
And that's a shame because all the delicious flowers.
The magnolias, like they're in bloom right now and they're so beautiful.
So beautiful.
But hey, shout out to the Southern Hemisphere as well, because you are all entering
fall.
And that's also, I have to say, one of my favorites. So I'm jealous.
Yes, no, a big hello to our friends listening in the Southern Hemisphere. And we hope you still enjoy the songs about flowers and primavera, also as a concept of renewal, blooming,
and new season.
It's us.
So yeah, we have curated a little playlist for you to get you in the mood of spring, whatever that means for you. We're gonna start with Chim Maya with Primavera Vai Chuva. Which, so good.
We were just saying that we would love to live in Tim Maya's music.
Yeah, honestly. Any day, anytime.
Any time.
So good.
It's going to be followed by Primavera by Santana.
And then we're going to finish that segment with Dos Gardenias. But this version is a very special version by Isaac et Nora and Daniel Me Estás Matando.
Oh.
And Isaac et Nora, my mom actually introduced them to me. She was like, I found them on YouTube. They're really cute. So Elvira. Shout out Elvira.
Elvira. That's a great way of discovering artists. Via YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube algorithm.
YouTube algorithm is amazing for that. And we've been using it for a while. So
yeah. So anyway, shout out Primavera, shout out Spring. And you're listening to Viva Perú, el ungüento para el alma here at CATR 101.9 FM.
Eu quero estar junto a ti. Pode o outono voltar. Eu quero estar junto a ti. Yeah.
lluvia de sol, como una bendición, la vida renace a plena luz.
La primavera llegó,
todo es así, regreso a la raíz, tiempo de inquieta.
Y las montañas y el desierto. gardenias para ti que tendrán todo el calor de un beso, de esos besos que te di y que jamás encontrarás en el calor de otro querer.
A tu lado vivirán y se hablarán como cuando estás conmigo, y hasta creerás que se dirán te quiero.
Pero si un atardecer las gardenias de mi amor se muere,
es porque han adivinado que tu amor me ha traicionado, porque existe otro querer.
Cuando estás conmigo, y hasta creerás que se dirán te quiero.
Pero si un atardecer las gardenias de mi amor se mueren, es porque han adivinado que tu amor me ha traicionado, porque existe otro querer.
Es porque han adivinado que tu amor me ha traicionado,
porque existe otro querer.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded ancestral and traditional Musqueam territories. And you just tuned in to Viva por el Ungüento para el Alma. My name is DJ Bruja, and I have right here with me the one and only DJ D-Rod.
DJ D-Rod in the house in this Primavera special.
Primavera special, spring special, because, you know, new season, who this?
New season, new beginnings. Bloom, new beginning, who this? More smells in the air. And flowers just being a beautiful gift to us.
And we just listened to Dos Gardenias by Isaac Etnora and Daniel Me Estás Matando. Mm. We are huge fans of Daniel Me Estás Matando. If you have a chance and if you love bolero and bolero glam, make sure that you check them out, because they were such a, I think, pivotal like duo in bringing bolero back to a contemporary era of music, and I am so here for it, because now we have like even I forget the name, you know, that Benito has a song with them,
Los Rivera Destino.
A lot of, even, you know, Bad Bunny now with like Turista, or like his whole new album is so influenced by Puerto Rican bolero and Central America bolero. So make sure you check it out.
Check it out. We're also big fans of this song, which we played before, by Ángel Canales in one of our episodes, probably our Flores special. And just a reminder to you that you can access our past episodes on our archive, citr.ca/vivaporu, and just, yeah, listen to all of our 87 episodes or something like that.
Yeah. Actually, today's is the 77th.
77.
So you can check out any of the past episodes if you head to the archive. And it's such a good way to, like, you know, support local radio, community radio. And also, if you're out of, like, podcasts or anything, check it out.
Listen to Viva Peru from the past. You know, spring. Of course, florals for spring, groundbreaking. Oh my God, Devil Wears Prada. Today a coworker of mine told me she's never seen the Devil Wears Prada.
What? Oh my God.
You have to. It's a good one. But
yeah,
speaking about flowers, because we will do
all the show about flowers.
We're not even sorry about it.
We're not even sorry about it. Flower power. Flower power. And I wanted to bring this little tip for film lovers out there. If you like analog film, if you like processing and developing film yourself, you must know that flowers have the capacity to be a developer, like be made into a brew that develops the images from your analog film. And there's a great recipe online by Dagi Brundert, which you can access if you just look up, you know, developing with flowers, and you'll find a bunch of recipes. But basically it's vitamin C, washing soda, and flowers. The stickier and smelliest, the best, because they contain more fennels, yeah, if they're like this. And then the fennels are the things that actually
reveal
the images. So
that sounds incredible. I love that. And if you do end up using the recipe, let us know. Send us your pictures, because we would love to see that. I wonder, mm-hmm, and I'm curious to know if, like, the colors of the flowers would end up kind of impacting the image, because that would be such a cool way to play around with color, right?
Yes. No.
And I think it would be so awesome.
You know, the eco-processing film community globally is not too big. So thanks to the wonderful Echo Park Film Center North, which, check them out too, here they are in Vancouver. Thanks to them, I've gotten to know various filmmakers who have made different recipes with flowers, with, for example, hibiscus or mate,
gosh,
or even tecate, like different beer. Caffeinol is the most classic
instant,
instant coffee.
That is so cool.
Let's experiment.
I love that. Yeah. I was going to say, you brought up hibiscus, flor de Jamaica. And one time I was staying at my parents' place back in Bolivia, and they have a whole like tree of flor de Jamaica. And we were, you know, trying to make agua de Jamaica. Mm-hmm. With the flowers. So we picked up the flowers, whatever. We're going to boil them, all the good stuff. And my mom just gives me one job. She's like, okay, so please, like, how do you say colar? Like when you're, you know, like the pasta.
Straining.
Yeah. Straining. So she was like, please, you know, separate the flowers and save the water. I don't know what I was thinking. I forget to put, like, you know, a pot underneath.
Yes.
So basically everything was lost.
Oh my God.
We laughed so hard, but obviously I was like, where is my brain? My brain today?
Wow, that's so real, DJ Brujan.
Yeah.
Don't feel bad.
It happens.
And actually with hibiscus water specifically.
Agua
de Jamaica. I remember it wasn't the same as not putting the pot under the strain, but
yeah,
as a little kid, you know, I would spill a bunch of things on the table. And I remember this particular night, we're out having dinner in Reynosa, Tamaulipas, some quesadillas and fajipapa, and we have this like hibiscus water, agua de Jamaica jug, and I freaking like just spilled it all over on top of my sister's quesadilla, and it's all, you know, the
soggy color,
and this beautiful, at least the visuals were exciting.
Were nice. But that quesadilla was probably like, bye-bye. I'm done with this.
I
don't get paid enough.
I don't get. This is a soggy, sad life.
And listen, I want to say though, speaking of, you know, flowers and drinks made, mm-hmm, of flowers, like, it's so cool to know that tea is a thing. Because yesterday I went out with some friends for tea, and I ordered this one called Blue Angel that was a mixture of like apples and hibiscus. It was the most beautiful color. It tasted so nice. So shout out tea lovers. Hit us with your favorite tea, flower tea,
mixtures of different herbal teas. Wow, I remember there's a tea club at UBC,
yeah,
right?
There is. Anyway, cool people.
Very please hang out. Solo quisiera ser uno de ellos. Estar con ellos.
But anyway, we have a few more songs for you today. We're going to start this next segment in our Primavera special with Abril by Mariana Froes.
Yes. Big fans of Mariana Froes. And it's going to be followed by De Todas Las Flores by Natalia Lafourcade, which luckily DJ Bruja and DJ D-Rod have secured tickets to the concert.
The tickets are secured.
Oh, the tickets are secured. Yeah. Cancionera, September 27th, Chance Center. Natalia Lafourcade for probably the first time in Vancouver. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But yeah, but it's such a dream come true. Honestly, such an artist that I've been dreaming to see live, and I think it's going to be incredible. I am so excited. In this tour specifically, the Cancionera tour is going to be her and her guitar. So make sure you check that out, because I think it's going to be incredible if you're around here, mm-hmm. so-called Vancouver. We're going to end up that segment with Primavera by Ainda featuring Jorge Drexler.
Incredible.
Are you excited?
I am ready to go and just love spring and keep throwing all the flowers at you. Echándole las flores. Echándole las flores.
So yeah, this is Viva por el ungüento para el alma.
As estrelas brilhavam mais forte no mês de abril, e as palavras cantadas cantavam mais alto. Os planetas giravam em torno do sol em perfeita ordem. Eu acreditava em dias melhores, e era de você, era tudo por causa de você, e era tudo por causa de você. Mas esse abril tá diferente, as flores murcham, a gente mente que acredita em dias melhores. Planetas colhidos
de todas las flores que sembramos, solo quedan unas encendidas. Cada mañana se preguntan cuándo llegarás para cantarles. De todas las lunas que miramos, solo quedan algunas memorias. Cuando nos reímos, cuando nos tuvimos, en las calles de Madrid borrachos fuimos sin un rumbo fijo. Cuando nos bailamos, cuando nos perdimos, en esa canción que nuestro antiguo mundo juntos comprendimos. En ese jardín de rosas bugambilias donde compartimos. De todas las flores que sembramos, solo quedan unas encendidas. Cada mañana cantarles. Las lunas menguantes que nos observaron sobre mares lloran lágrimas sagradas, como tu caricia dulce como amarga. Deliciosas las mañanas, laberintos en las madrugadas, como tus caricias. Suave como espina, se me va clavando sobre el pecho toda esta melancolía. En este jardín de rosas bugambilias sin tu compañía. Fuimos sin un rumbo fijo. Cuando nos bailamos, cuando nos perdimos, en esa canción que nuestro antiguo mundo juntos comprendimos. En ese jardín de rosas bugambilias donde compartimos. En ese jardín de rosas bugambilias donde no. Perdimos.
primera en la ciudad, queda expuesta al sol, al astro azul.
Solo me dan ganas de extrañarte cuando sé que no vas a volver.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded, ancestral, and traditional Musqueam territories. That was Primavera by Ainda and Jorge Drexler. And we know that the song starts with Primavera in Buenos Aires, and it's actually fall in Buenos Aires right now. But we're talking about our next fall episode coming in the fall. wait, you have to wait a little bit, but we're gonna do a meeting of the hemispheres that day. So
I think it would be so cool, because I always think how, like, I was just having a conversation with my grandpa. He was like, oh yeah, you know, it's like fall is starting here, because he lives in Bolivia and in the southern hemisphere. And I'm like, huh? Yeah, that makes sense, because you know, sense. Fall is starting there, spring is starting here. So I think it would be so beautiful to have those two worlds collide.
Since we're in the same world.
Exactly. Yeah. Make a playlist for that.
For that. The angles. That inclination. Collision. Collisioné. And appropriate that we're talking about Southern Hemisphere, because we are bringing you now our Kulama fact.
So again, if you have been listening to Viva Peru for a while, you know that we are big fans of llamas and alpacas and all the camelid family.
The relatives.
Yeah.
So the domesticated versions of
And we love llamas, so we will always try our best to find you some of the best llama facts out there to keep your llama curiosity alive.
So you can become a llama encyclopedia.
Yeah, a llama expert.
A llama expert. Alpaca expert.
I love that. Trademark. But we have one, and it goes, in springtime, llamas often graze on fresh alpine flowers and grasses, which not only improves their nutrition after a long winter, but also helps pollinate plants by spreading seeds and pollen through their fur and also through their feces. So they're like fuzzy, four-legged gardeners of the Andes. Yeah. It reminded me of when I found out that squirrels actually are at fault for planting trees almost everywhere, because they carry seeds and then they forget where they planted them, and then boom, a tree. That is insane. That is so cute. Wow.
Or here, I think the bears who eat salmon and then drop the bones of the salmon in the forest, that actually gives a lot of nutrients to the soil. And you know, beautiful to see the collaboration that happens.
Definitely.
How interconnected we all are.
Yeah, like that nutrition cycling. Because the same happens with whales' carcasses that go to the bottom of the sea and then recycle like a bunch of nutrients for other wildlife in the ocean, which I think is so beautiful. Oh. So, so beautiful.
We love the ocean. We love spring. We love spring in the ocean. Spring air. Sorry, I just not sponsored by Springer.
But yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. We do have a few more songs for you before we finish the episode. And then stay tuned to our Instagram. We'll let you know the next date for our next episode. But we're going to listen to Rosas by La Oreja de Van Gogh, which is such a classic.
Such a classic.
Such a classic.
Such a great day to hear, to listen to that song.
Yeah.
Which will be followed by Rosa Pastel by Belanova.
Oh my gosh. What a great song.
Hymn.
Exactly. And then we're going to finish the episode with Primaveral by the iconic, the legendary Mon Laferte. So good. So again, stay tuned to our Instagram. Make sure you DM us, send us whatever you want to hear online or in the air. We'll be happy to play it. Our handle is vivaporu at CITR. And you can also find us on Twitter.
We're hungry. You know that we're hungry for song dedications.
Yes.
So please, like, just declare your love to somebody through Vivaporu. Make our day.
Or appreciation. Appreciation. Or whatever it is you want to declare with a song.
You're
more than welcome to DM us. We would be so happy to do it.
And at some point, we'll learn to take calls.
Yes, we will.
Yes, that we will.
To come.
The future is not for now.
Me saying every year for the past 10 years, this year I'll get my license. But guess what? This year, I'll get my license.
You are. You're getting it.
Yeah.
Whoa. Hey.
It'll happen. It'll happen.
I have to learn how to do it.
Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. It has been a pleasure as usual. This is DJ Bruja saying goodbye.
Goodbye, wonderful listeners of Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Stay tuned here at CITR 101.9 FM for more awesome programming after us. And it's been a pleasure. It's been a dream. So dreamy and flowery. Thank you. This is Rosas by La Oreja de Van Gogh. Bye.
En un día de estos en que suelo pensar, hoy va a ser el día menos pensado. Siempre
bajo el mismo sol. A veces todo es tan normal y tan tranquilo. No creo haberme visto antes, ahora me veo cuando te miro.
Shapes, the bear, the elk, the antelope.
I said by the